Okay, welcome back. We're going to continue with how to interpret dreams. Last time we talked about writing it down, praying for God's help as an interpretation, determining what kind of dream it is of those listing of dreams I gave you. Pay attention to the symbols, and we looked at a variety of symbols. And you know, one of the things when you start looking at symbols is that it's important to pay attention to associations. In other words, if you dream of a color, what does that color mean to you? Is it a comforting color? Is it? What does a place mean to you? If you dream of yourself being in a certain place, what does that place represent for you? You know, when I dream of being a child, my childhood home comes to mind. And it's fascinating because I grew up in a dump. It was a dump. It was condemned when I was 15. You know, we had 8 kids living in the house. I've got 7 other siblings. Oldest one has now died. But the place was a mess, and it ended up being condemned and burned down by the city in which we were living. It was a dump. But when I dream of myself being in that place, it's a sense of safety. It's a sense of innocence. It's a sense of being loved. You know, my mother, with all of us 8 kids, you know, after she died, we spent much time together, and said that the gift she had was that she made us all feel like we were her favorite. And so, what does that place mean to you? Sometimes when I dream of a church that I've served, sometimes it can be a time of stress. I have dreams occasionally in a church that I serve, and it's been a tough time. And so sometimes when I picture myself there, I get anxious right away. And so that place represents anxiety to me. You may dream you're out camping, you're out hiking. Sometimes I dream of the days back when I used to backpack and just feel away from everything, and the sense of peace and comfort there. That's a peaceful dream for me. But sometimes I dream of being lost in a city. And, you know, I don't know which way to go. And all the streets, I'm in New York. And, you know, all the streets are just full of these huge buildings. And I don't know how to get to where I'm going. What is the place where you dream? What does that place mean to you? And then number 6 on that list of how to interpret dreams is be open to clear dreams. Or even ask for clear dreams. You know, in Scripture, there are a few of those, right? Where God appears to Samuel and says, look, this is what I want you to tell Eli. The prophets had clear dreams of saying, this is what you are to say. This is the message you're to get. You've got to strip naked and lay in the street. That's going to be a message. Imagine getting that message as a clear dream and having God tell you to go do that as a symbol of the fact that the people are naked before God. Wow, you know, be open to it. Occasionally, when you feel like you need God's guidance, pray for it. Be open to clear dreams. Now, a word about nightmares. This is something that all of us experience. You wake up, your heart pounding, sweating, can't go back to sleep right away because of something terrible. Now, sometimes nightmares are something in the past. You know, I've got a friend who fought in the Vietnam War, and he will still today, as a result of that trauma, PST, post-traumatic stress syndrome, PTSD, sorry. He has it, and so sometimes he has these nightmares, and it's easy to understand the cause. His spirit experienced trauma, and thankfully they're finding some better ways of helping people in that situation. But others of us have nightmares where we wake up pounding. Some of the most common nightmares, being chased. This morning, some of the most common nightmares are being chased, according to the research. Falling is another common nightmare. And this dream can also relate to a feeling that you're not in control of something going on in your life. And sometimes, you know, people will experience this when they've had a partner who's left them, or a partner in marriage who's cheated on them, or they've been cheated by a business partner. And you feel like you're falling. Life is out of control. you know, those kind of dreams. I had a brother-in-law at one point who had a series of heart attacks when they were on vacation. We were living in Arizona, my wife and I at that time, no children yet, and my sister and her husband and four kids had stopped by, traveling across the country, and he had a heart attack, and he ended up in the hospital, and my sister began to have these dreams of life out of control. At that point, she got married when she was 19, never went to college. After that led to the death of her husband, the dreams of falling, like things are out of control, and she had to, you know, come back to God often and, you know, pray the promise of God, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Teeth falling out, you know, that idea that you can't take in nutrition. You just can't take anything in that's going to help you anymore. Being naked in front of people. Drowning is another common one, that you're gasping for breath. And sometimes that's related to a physical thing. You know, I have a sleep apnea, and so if I don't wear my mouthpiece, I will sometimes, you know, get to the point where I've stopped breathing and my body will wake me up. But sometimes it's related to the crisis that I'm in. And so be aware that you can have nightmares. What do nightmares signify? You are afraid of something. In most cases, dreams are a way to show us our true feelings about a situation. Something's bothering you about the past. They can be past events in our lives that we're reliving in this particular moment in our mind, that we've been quieted enough that our mind can go back to it. During the day, you know, we can control stuff. You are coping with trauma and grief. Occasionally, nightmares can be related to traumatic events in our lives. In other words, things are not right. And during the day, you know, we will continue to suppress these feelings, suppress them, suppress them, suppress them. And then where do they come out? They'll come out in our dreams. And if that happens to you, whether it's physical causes, reasons, causes, etc., it's time to ask God to help you interpret that. Sometimes it's time to go to a good counselor because you haven't processed your grief at loss to a certain extent. Some people, you know, who have experienced grief, deep grief. You know, one person I know whose business collapsed, and you know, this was his dream to own his own business, and he wanted to own a business. He wanted to have 50 employees. This was his life goal. He wanted to have 50 employees. He wanted to have a business that made an impact in the community in a particular way, and he finally reached his dream, right? And then it all collapsed thanks to the COVID pandemic, and he ended up losing his whole job. And going back to work, trying to find a job somewhere that would pay enough to support his lifestyle at that point, and he ended up losing other things. He ended up losing the house because they couldn't afford the housing payments anymore, and they ended up losing a lot of respect in the community, a lot of goodwill in the community by his 50 employees who were laid off. And he began to dream about being chased, falling, drowning, bunch of stuff. That said, this is trauma that I've been through. And he could suppress it during the day enough that he didn't address it for a long time until finally he got a counselor who helped him work through various steps in grief and helped him work through with God, a Christian counselor, how this is all supposed to relate together in my life. And so if you're having nightmares and they are returning and you're waking up, it may be that you haven't dealt with something. And maybe you're afraid of something that hasn't happened. You know, I've got a granddaughter who deals with some anxiety, and sometimes she has dreams about that. But sometimes it's something that's happened. Get to a good Christian counselor. Anyway, we've talked a lot about dreams. I hope that as a result of this class, you'll be more aware of your dreams. You'll be thinking about them as they come. You'll be noting things about them. You'll be able to identify what kind of dream it is. And then you'll bring that dream to God to enrich your life. You'll enrich your understanding of God. You'll hear from God maybe about what you should be doing, to whom you should be speaking, actions you're supposed to take. But know this, that God, I believe, still speaks through dreams. We, because of our intellectual and industrial kind of understanding of life, have pushed them to the side. And I think God is still speaking. So learn to listen, and may God bless you as you find his answers. Thank you. Have fun.